This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Wa nas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yu'allimana ma yanfa'una wa an yanfa'ana bima 'allamana wa an yazidna 'ilma ويجعلنا من هؤلاء الذين يعملون بعلمهم يا رب العالمين Brothers and sisters in Islam tonight inshallah ندرس مبحثا من مباحث العقيدة We're going to study one of the subjects of your عقيدة of your belief system وهو أخطرها على الإطلاق And it's one of the most serious matter of aqeedah. Enough to know that it's the first subject the Muslims differed on. مسائل الأسماء والأحكام. This is the name of the subject. الأسماء والأحكام. يعني إيه الأسماء والأحكام؟ لكل اسم حكم المسلم له حكم الكافر له حكم المنافق له حكم الفاسق له حكم المبتدع له حكم هكذا الأسماء والأحكام You're getting it? So this is the name of the subject of عقيدة الأسماء والأحكام Why the Ummah differed upon it initially? لاختلافهم في تعريف الإيمان. Because they differed on defining إيمان. But does this mean that we don't have an absolute and ultimate definition of إيمان upon which there is a consensus في إجماع? لا, there is. There is the definition of Iman according to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to ignite brothers and sisters in Islam your interest in studying your Aqeedah and learning about it. You probably heard 2 months ago about that conference in Grozny, in Shishne. Which is really a politically driven conference and the intention behind the conference is to define who are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah as if Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah have no definition yet they want to redefine the defined oh guess what it's so amazing that they possibly got us all out from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah يعني من الله قايدين يعني قالوا أهل السنة والجماعة هم الأشاعرة والماتريدية في الاعتقاد يعني a lot of you may not know these terms but this is serious business يعني only those who adopt الأشعري theology الأشاعرة أبو الحسن الأشعري يعني Now, even though a lot of people don't know Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari left his madhab, and he actually قال أنا على ملة أحمد. He said that I'm going to follow the اعتقاد of Ahmad. But again, it's a serious matter, serious business. يعني إن شاء الله يعني يقول لك من بركة العلم أن تنسبه إلى أهله. يعني one of the blessings of knowledge, إخوة, that you attribute it to the author. I came across, you know, there is a lot of literature online in Arabic and English, but I came across a piece of work, one of a kind, one of the best. Online, actually, I was just, I did this subject a lot. I taught it a lot. This is not the first time. But I enjoy it so much, reading that 36 pages authored by one of the muhaddithin min ahli al-Yemen. His name is Abu al-Hasan al-Sulaymani. He's still alive, mashallah. He compiled it in a very beautiful way. And this is what I'm going to share with you tonight. And I've been working on, you know, the brothers from One Message Foundation giving me a big break today. They didn't give me any assignment. So the whole day I'm sitting in my bedroom, in my hotel room, and just working on this. So I'm going to make it as sweet to the point. I'm not going to beat around the bush. You know, we're going to get to the point, inshallah. But you're going to go home tonight with something, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But if you promise that you're going to turn off the phones and turn off your cellular phone here, inshallah, that cellular phone, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. A short introduction, and then we're going to go into the essence of the lecture. He started his little essay or his little bahth by saying, اعلم أن الاختلاف في مسائل الأسماء والأحكام أي وصف الرجل بالإيمان والكفر ومن ثم الحكم عليه بالجنة والنار أول خلاف وقع في هذه الأمة. Be informed that this subject of the names and the rulings attached to the names, meaning that you say this person is a Muslim, this person is a kafir, and consequently, by the way, there are ahkam. I mentioned ahkam in the dunya and ahkam in the akhirah. In the dunya, for example, can a kafir marry a Muslima? If he invites you to يعني kafir, I'm not talking about al-kitabi, kafir اللي هو الوثني مثلا, if the one who worship idols, if he invites you to eat meat, can you eat his dhabiha? You can. So there are ahkam in the dunya, and the most important hukm is hukm al-akhirah. في الولاء والبراء على الأقل, something that we don't talk about. يعني your closeness to that person, or your destining yourself from him, your relationship with him. Does he deserve da'wah or not? There are rulings in the dunya too. Your interaction with that person is important, that you know about this. Beside حكم الآخرة اللي هو جنة أو نار, is the first differing happened في أمة الإسلام. And I told you why. Because they differed upon the definition of Iman. The people who deviated from أهل السنة والجماعة, they defined Iman differently. طيب, this is his first point. His second point, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْحُكْمَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِالتَّكْفِيرِ وَالتَّفْسِيقِ وَالتَّبْدِيعِ أَمْرُهُ عَظِيمٌ. And be informed that you ruling that this person is a kafir, this person is a fasiq, this person is a mubtadi', this person is a munafiq, is a serious matter, serious business, has serious consequences. It's not easy. ولذلك, therefore, أهل السنة والجماعة, the scholars, the early scholars of أهل السنة والجماعة, وضعوا ضوابط they authored guidelines, restrictions, and this is the second part of my lecture. 10 of them, inshallah. Restrictions, rules, guidelines which you must follow in order to be safe once it comes to this subject. Pay attention here. This is important. Because some of you may say that Sheikh is, he does not do takfir, هو مرجئ. يقول لك الشيخ ده مرجئ خلاص. لا اسمع. أهل السنة والجماعة إنما يحذرون من الإفراط والتفريط في المسألة. The people of Sunnah and Jama'ah are warning against excessiveness and negligence. There are people who excessively do it. They go to San Diego, يقول لك كل في San Diego كفر. He's going to say that. I shouldn't be saying that. And there are people right now, they're like, Ya Sheikh, ما تقولش, there is no kafir. ما فيش حد اسمه كافر. You shouldn't be saying this kafir in this. حتى الكافر اللي منصوص عليه في القرآن والسنة يقول لك لا مش كافر. فتو extremes. لا. أهل السنة والجماعة, دي أهل السنة والجماعة يكفرون من كفر الله ورسوله ورسوله. They label those whom Allah labeled to be kuffar. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم ومنكم fill the space. فمنكم what? كافر الأول. شوف فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, المنافقين, the hypocrites who did not join him في غزوة تبوك, when they were ridiculing القراء, حفاظ القرآن, those who recite the Quran. They said about them, يعني those قراء, they eat a lot, ما أشبعهم بطونا. They fill their bellies. They ridiculing the Quran. Allah said what to them? ودول أصحاب النبي. يعني هو ما أصحاب النبي. But from الصحبة اللي هي not صحبة الإيمان. They said, لا تعتذروا. قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. You disbelieved after you were believers. You're getting it? فأهل السنة والجماعة يكفرون. لأن there is a sect in the أمة المرجعة, they tell you no تكفير, zero تكفير. لا, what do you mean zero تكفير؟ يعني الرجل إذا استحل الحرام وإذا جحد الأمر, if somebody halalize, if I may use the حرام, or he rejects the command knowingly, لا يكفر؟ يكفر. بس there are, what we're saying is, there are certain guidelines that you must follow in doing so. And this is what we will teach tonight, inshallah, after this short introduction. فأقرأ لكم ما قال الشيخ حفظه الله. أهل السنة والجماعة إنما يحذرون من الإفراط والتفريط في هذه الأحكام. أما إذا كان الحكم صادرا من عالم مؤهل وراعى الضوابط بإقامة الحجة فهذا قرب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. There is nothing wrong with it. Actually, this is considered to be an act of worship. لأنك تكفر من كفر الله ورسوله. طيب, couple of more points. يا إخوة, like we said, when you go around and you label this person to be a kafir, that person is a mubtada, that person is a munafiq, that person, that leads to a lot of chaos. A lot of chaos. Hatred. Envy. When we are commanded to be united, to be together, not to differ upon the deen. Why a lot of Muslims these days are easy on this subject. The easiest thing to, for him to say, this brother is Mubtada. وعندنا كده فرقة في الآية يا أخوة طلع علينا جديد كده موجودة في المسلمين والعياذ بالله ربنا يسلمكم منهم. يعني if you have any of them in your town, just make dua for them. Don't even worry about, you know, because this is subhanallah, يعني إنك لا تهدي من أحببت. مشكلة هذه. ما أسهل أن يجي يقول لك أنت why are you sitting in front of this sheikh؟ ها؟ شو مبتدع الشيخ ده. Don't sit in front of him. يجوبون البلاد هكذا. وسبحان الله أكثرهم, the majority of them is maybe 1-3 years Islam. The majority of them. You find them 1-3 years Islam. And he gets on that route. Why? Why they do this? Number one, يعني, and we say this والله with humility and respect and with a caring spirit for them. الجاهل بالقرآن والسنة لا يعي هذا النصوص, لا يعرف القرآن والسنة هذا, هذا he doesn't know what the early scholars of the Muslims that they addressed the subject. You coming 1438 after Hijrah and making new rules, ما ينفع. You have to find out how they structured for us this subject and try to follow it. A lot of them actually they do it because of personal issues. He has a personal issue with you. He doesn't like you. And you want to clothe that hate, that resentment towards you with the garment of the religion. يعني he doesn't want to say you're bad because you're Muhammad or Ahmed or Kareem. لا, he want to give it what? يعني when you give something a صبغة الدينية, the color of the religion, you give it legitimacy. That it's legitimate now. أنا كفرتك بالقرآن والسنة. طبعا يعني الله المستعان, نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعني يهدي المسلمين. طيب, we're done with the introduction. For us to go forth, brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm not talking about the kafir today. I'm talking about the Muslim labeling him kafir. And for you to understand what I'm trying to say, الكفار على ثلاثة أنواع. There are three types of kuffar. كافر أصلي وثني. We call him an original kafir. Meaning, of course, we believe that he was born a Muslim because كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Every newborn, حديث أبي هريرة في البخاري, is born on the فطرة. وفي رواية تقول على الإسلام. He was born a Muslim. And then what happened? He happened to come into parents who are wathaniyin. They worship idols. They don't worship Allah. So they changed that fitrah. من الإسلام للكفر. He has never been a Muslim after he reached the age of puberty, basically. يعني if we say عمر التكليف. So this is the first type. Should we rule that this person is a kafir? Do we have a problem with that? No. هو كافر, هو غير مسلم, هو لا يؤمن بدينك, فهو كافر وله أحكام الكفار. And this is, by the way, very important to give him da'wah. يعني if you believe that he's a Muslim, meanwhile he's a kafir, are you going to give him da'wah? صحيح ولا لا؟ No, you're supposed to give him da'wah. The second type, الكافر الكتابي. And we, هكذا, علماؤنا, they classified them this way. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them the people of the book. But they are kuffar or not? Salamu alaykum. They are kuffar or not? They are kuffar. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم الأول. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، والحديث أخرجه الإمام مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه: لا يسمع بي أحد من هؤلاء القوم، أي اليهود والنصارى، ولم يؤمن بي إلا وكان من أهل النار. A Jew or a Christian who does not believe in me after hearing about me, he does not become a Muslim, he's going to be a dweller of hell. So those are the first two which we're not addressing tonight. We're addressing the third type, the type who was a Muslim and he apostated. Is that proper English? Irtad, yani. He left Islam. Al-Murtad. I'm talking about an al-Kafir al-Murtad. Someone who is a Muslim and he is no longer a Muslim. And who's going to take him out of the fold of Islam? Your Excellency. Now, how are you going to do it? Be careful, because it's not easy. It's not simple. And that is why the brothers, may Allah reward them, they chose the title Danger of Takfir. Because you want to know something? There is hadith Abdullah ibn Umar fi Sahih al-Bukhari. If you call another Muslim, you're a kafir. And if he is not, guess who will be the kafir? It goes back to you. It bounces back to you. So you gotta be careful. You gotta know your business here. And you're gonna find out at the end of the lecture that you and me have nothing to do with this. We should stay away from it. Unless if it is, you're the only person left in the face of this earth. Shahid, we're talking about the third type. But very quickly, ya ikhwa, in order not to leave any ground for misinterpretation, and I know, I'm sure Donald Trump already, before he comes into presidency, he already executed his promise that all the lectures are going to be recorded and taped. Hi, say hi. Say hi to them so they know what we're doing. You know, hey, how you doing, Don? Before we go, ya ikhwa, before we go, al-kafir al-asli wal-kafir al-kitabi, the original kafir, al-wathani, and the one from the people of the book, what is our relationship with them? Kill the infidel where you find them, snipe them, sit for them, do this stuff that you hear in Fox? La. There are three types of relationships between us and them. Pay attention to this stuff, ya ikhwa. Kalam hada muhim fi hada zaman. Al-kafir imma mu'ahad. He's a non-Muslim, but you have a covenant with him or with her. You have a covenant, a truce of security. Ahd. Ahd aman. This could be in a form of what? A green card. A visa. According to the custom. A passport. You taking on the passport of the United States of America. You coming and living here. So there is ahd aman. That they deserve security from you. Now if you go and harm them, you are in trouble. Even though they are kuffar, you are in trouble. Because you're not keeping your word. This is number one. في عهد الذمة. أهل الذمة, the Christian and the Jews who live in a Muslim country and they are a minority. They are called أهل الذمة, the people of الذمة. Also they have a covenant. You cannot force them to become Muslims. You cannot attack them. You cannot harm them, provided that they pay the jizya to the Muslims. And by the way, the jizya is not just to give them a hard time. The jizya is for them to stay at home, safe and secured. When the Muslim state or the Muslim country is attacked by a foreign force, they don't even have to go and fight. The Muslim goes, I'll protect you. I'll protect your church. I'll protect your sanctuary. You stay at home with your family. I'll go and risk my life for your security. That's what the jizya is for. To protect them. The third type, brothers and sisters, in Islam of relationship is the combatant. Someone, a non-Muslim kafir, you're fighting. Khalas, in a declared war. And also the rules of engagement have to be implemented. That you cannot go and kill a woman, cut a tree, kill an animal, kill this. No, you're fighting. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. Fight in the cause of Allah, those who are fighting you. Did we clear this before you move now? Now, we're going to move to the الكافر المرتد. A Muslim who is a Muslim by birth, meaning he was born to a Muslim family, or during the course of his life, like our brother Ibrahim, he accepted Islam. So now he's a Muslim. Now, we have to talk about the rules, the guidelines, for us to take that person out of the fold of Islam. Why? Because if you label him a kafir, guess what? If there is Amir, if there is a courtroom, he is to be executed. We're not going to shy away from the hadith. The hadith is authentic. Man baddala deenahu faqtuluh. Whoever changes his religion, kill him. The hadith is authentic. We're not going to shy away. But again, ya ikhwa, who is being addressed with this? Who? You and me? La. The people who are what? In authority. The people in charge. Al-Hakim. Al-Amir. And now, before you rule that he changed his religion, you have to implement 10 rules. They were more than that, but I cannot summarize them for you for the sake of time and for you to have that delicious dinner tonight, inshallah. Is it hot? Hot dinner? Huh?
Medium.
So I sum them up, inshallah, in 10 points. And you're going to enjoy them. But subhanAllah, ikhwa, I have no idea you're sitting in front of me and none of you is writing a thing. Wallahi, I was sharing this Finn, Abu Ubaid, brother Idris. Finn Idris. Idris is here tonight. What I was sharing with you last night, I was sharing with him, wallahi, sometimes I give khutbas, lectures, and I forget what I said. But subhanAllah, here everybody is sitting in front of me, unless you're recording or something, but... Huh? Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, let me have some tea then, inshallah, bismillah. But here is what I'm going to do now. If you're going to rely on that recording, I'm going to give you a hard time. I'm going to mention 10 rules. 10 rules. I'm going to quiz you at the end. And the quiz is going to be just naming the titles. So you have to memorize 10 rules. So you need to open that new thing in your phone and just write the title. You don't have to do any more than that. So we mentioned the ikhwah, before we go into takfir, we must follow certain guidelines. Rule number one. Guideline number one. At-takfiru hukmun shar'i. You calling someone to be a kafir, a Muslim who is a kafir, this is a religious ruling. What does it mean, a religious ruling? You must have evidence. from the Quran, from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should not label him to be a kafir because he doesn't agree with you. Like those 100 so-called scholars in Grozny, in Chechnya, they basically got yani, us out of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah because we don't agree with them. We tell them Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Nabi qal, ma ana al-yawma alayhi wa ashabi. Those who understand, believe, act the way that I am and my companion. Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari came 100 years later. Abu Mansur al-Maturidi came 100 years later. It's not because I disagree with you, then you take me from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. La. The first point, brothers and sisters in Islam, the first rule, the first guideline, takfir is a religious ruling. For you to label somebody to be a kafir, you must have an evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah. You cannot use dreams. Some people say, I saw a dream, Sheikh, that this brother was doing this in my dream. He was kafir, ya Sheikh. Ya Salah. You're going to label your brother a kafir because you saw a dream? لا ينفع يا إخوة. Or politics. لا. This is the first rule. The evidence, ya إخوة, for this. قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made unlawful al-ithm, sinning, al-baghi, transgression, without having a justification for it. And at the end, that you attribute something to Allah that Allah did not say or you don't have knowledge of. So when you say this person is a kafir, based on what? Did Allah label him to be a kafir? Did the messenger label him to be a kafir? No. Ya ikhwah, wallahi, يعني سبحان الله, one of the most famous character in the Muslim history being accused of takfir. Guess, name him who? Who? Ibn Taymiyyah, al-Ghilban. Wallahi, Allah tayyib, Allah thara. One of the most famous scholars in the history of Islam, they call him al-Mukaffir. He's the one who, subhanAllah, during his lifetime, there was a scholar whose name is Ibn Makhluf. Ibn Makhluf had a labeled Ibn Taymiyyah to be a kafir. وَاسْتَحَلَّ دَمَا وَمَالَ. He said his dam, his blood, meaning you could kill him. And subhanAllah, Ibn Taymiyyah he did not even label him to be a kafir. And when he was asked, should we call him a kafir? He said, no. He just has a misinterpretation. Just leave him alone. He's not a kafir. You gotta be very careful. So even if they come and they tell you you are this does not give you the legitimacy. Imam Ahmad, fitna khalq al-Quran. You know, the fitna of the creation of the Quran. Those who used to flog him, he used to make dua for them. They called him kafir because he doesn't believe in what they believe in. They want to say that Allah doesn't speak. Al-Jahmiya. You want to say Allah doesn't... They negated the attributes of Allah. One of the attributes is al-Kalam. They say Allah doesn't speak. Imam Ahmad said, and consequently, what about the Quran? If you say Allah doesn't speak, what about the Quran? They say the Quran is created, like the heavens, like the earth, like the moon, like the sun. وكلام الله وإن أحد من المشركين استجارك فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله اللي هو القرآن. ف in spite of this, الإمام أحمد never labeled them to be كفار. طب إيه رأيك بقى أول مكفرة في تاريخ الأمة, the first sect اللي هم الخوارج, كفروا من؟ They labeled who to be a kafir. علي بن أبي طالب. تخيل, can you imagine this? علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه was brought up by رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, At one stage, Abu Talib, the father of Ali, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, became unable to provide for his family. And he had a lot of kids. So they distributed his children amongst the Quraishi, amongst Bani Hashim. Al-Qabila, yeah. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam took who? Ali, early age. And he brought him up. Tabillah alik. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells you and me, إذا جاءكم من ترضون خلقه ودينه دوا. If you have a daughter and someone comes, proposes to your daughter, you look for what? Character and what? Deen. Then you should give your daughter in marriage to him. The Rasul sallallahu is going to give Fatima. طب ايه رايك في عثمان؟ What do you think about عثمان؟ الله اكبر. طب شوف هذه الروايه، انا عجيب، انا it's the first time يا اخوه I came across it. During his lifetime الخوارج we know that he labeled him to be a kafir. So they asked علي بن ابي طالب رضي الله عنه اكفار هم؟ Are الخوارج كفار؟ فقال من الكفر فروا. I think they are fleeing from كفر. I think they are trying to flee from كفر. Then the next question. أمنافقون هم؟ Are they hypocrites? He said المنافق لا يذكر الله إلا قليلا. The hypocrite does not remember Allah but few. But الخوارج, I don't know if you know the attributes of الخوارج or not. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if you walk at night amongst the tents, you hear from the recitation of the Quran tahajjud at night. قل لك ابن عباس, when he went and he debated with them and he brought a lot of them back. بس جهل يا إخوة, جهل, no knowledge. He said, I used to walk amongst the tents and I used to hear the recitation like Aziz, like peace. وَهُمْ يَذْكُرُ. Ali answered when he was asked, are they hypocrites? What did he say? Allah said in the Quran, المنافق لا يذكر الله. The hypocrites only remembers Allah what? But look at them. وَهُمْ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Basically he's trying to say they are not. قيل فما هم. He said, who are they then? What is the ruling upon them? قال قوم بغوا علينا فنقاتلهم. A group of people who transgressed against us and we're trying to fight them, to stop them from their transgression. That's all we're doing. What I'm trying to say, that Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله did not stand out there and كفار لا. Even though يا إخوة, يعني I spoke about الإمام أحمد. Be careful because ما عليه الأمة والعلماء إن الجهمية كفار. الإمام اللالكائي compiled 500 scholars from the early scholars who labeled الجهمية واعتقاد whoever believes the belief of الجهمية is a kafir. But I want to tell you that الصحابة والسلف, our righteous predecessors, they are extremely careful about going because they know this is a religious ruling and certain qualifications have to be there for them to do this. So that was number one. So what was number one rule? It's hukum shar'i. What does it mean hukum shar'i? You must have what? You come and ask me, Sheikh, is this is halal? Is this is haram? For me to say this is halal or haram, what do I have to have? What? I must have evidence. Dalil from where? Quran, Sunnah, Ijma', mumkin qiyas. شوف هذا.
قل أرأيتم ما أنزل الله لكم من رزق فجعلتم منه حراما وحلالا. قل الله أذن لكم أم على الله تفترون
Allah brought down rizq. Now you're saying this is haram and this is halal. Look. Allahu adina lakum. Did Allah give you a permission? Do you have a text? Do you have an evidence? What is the evidence? ولذلك يا إخوة, the early scholars of this ummah, when they were asked, just to show you the difference between us and them, about something where they don't have an evidence for, they never say it's halal. They never say it's haram. They don't say this. But they will like, Ara, I think it's permissible. لكن يقول لك it's halal. ده احنا في زمن والله زمن اجرب عن الشيخ الازهر وايه موضوع في نص انه حرام يقول لك ايه ربا البنوك when you go and place money in the bank and then you take interest يقول لك حلال طب واحد حلال كان كفايه ثلاثه حلال وما فيش اصلا there is a text that says it's haram you're getting it there is a text that says it's haram يعني فاهمني I'm telling you that the early like الامام احمد الشافعي ابي حنيفه مالك ما يقولكش when he doesn't have an evidence he says what I think it's permissible I think it's the slight but he would say haram or halal no because you must have what evidence you must have the deed for it طيب the second rule is connected to the first rule now for you to have an evidence to label a Muslim to be a kafir now who's going to understand the evidence scholars not laymen some of us go and read an evidence but he doesn't know that this evidence was abrogated by another evidence that evidence is عام general and there was another evidence that made it what specific الخاص والعام والنسخ والمنسوخ ومورد الحديث او سبب نزول الايه why the prophet made that statement
one of the most interesting things that wallahi this happened while I was asked this by a brother in Egypt اللي هو الحديث اللي بيقول لك ايه whoever goes to the bathroom let him here is the word فليوتر ثلاثة
so if you go to the bathroom and you need to remove the impurities whether the urine or whether the feces you use arak or something how many times three times you know what this brother how he understood this hadith that every time he goes to the bathroom, he prays three rak'awit. I was like, I was bullying my ear. I mean, there is no way. Listen, if you read it literally, that's maybe it will indicate this. It will. The hadith says what? If you go to the bathroom, make sure that you clean yourself three times. Now, Rasulullah Sallam said, فَلْيُوتِرْ ثَلَاثَ that he uses that rak three times or three different raks. Now he thought what? He should pray Salatul Witr every time he goes to the bathroom and not one rak'ah only. He should pray what? Not five. He should pray what? Three raks. Not every person is able to understand the text. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us a variation in listen. You may be an expert, a guru, that's the term they use in the IT world, in your field, whether it is biology, whether it is, but deen بالتعلم, the religion is knowledge, is not, we don't receive revelation here, we go and study books, we sit in front of the library for hours, we go to school, like you want to be a doctor, you why? بالله عليك right now, can a doctor go and practice medicine without a license? What is going to happen to him? Huh? What is going to happen to him? He's going to go to jail. Now everybody is a mufti in the ummah. Everybody is a mufti in the ummah. Why? Because there is nobody, the consciousness of Allah is not there, and everybody is trying to be head of a congregation, and ما فيش حد يعني راعي الدين. Allah المستعان. But I think already you understood the second rule. The people who are in charge of labeling a Muslim to be a kafir are the most grounded in knowledge, in understanding, الدليل, القرآن والسنة والإجماع والقياس وكل هذه. فلابد أن يكون عالم, العلماء, القضاء, the judges في المحاكم, or those, be careful here, those who were appointed by الأمير. Why? Because also these scholars, they will analyze the person. They will try to invite him to make tawbah. They are able to establish al-hujjah, the evidence against him. They will be able to fulfill the conditions, remove the obstacles. And inshallah, we're going to come to this bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. طيب, are you ready with number 3? We said 10, so we're moving, huh? Number 3, right? We're moving. Dinner is becoming closer and closer and closer. Inshallah, closer than you think, inshallah. All right. Yes, Muawiyah, no questions at the end, but go ahead. Only scholars who are well grounded in the knowledge of Islam are authorized to deal with this matter, not the layman, like me and you. Okay, number 3. Ya ikhwa, ruling that a person is a kafir is a serious matter, like we mentioned. And it shouldn't be done in a random way, basically an invitation to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is rule number 3. Fear Allah before you do this. Why? Because the seriousness of the matter, it has consequences, and also it will lead to a lot of chaos in the ummah. And subhanallah, especially once it comes to the area of trying to discredit somebody, a lot of the brothers, they go and they take bits and pieces of a lecture, and we see this happening, and they say, look, he said this, he said that. It's a whole lecture, and maybe the context of what he said is totally different. It's like exactly the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَ. O ye who believe, do not pray while you are intoxicated. This was one of the stages of the prohibiting intoxicants in Islam. And you come and say, O ye who believe, do not pray. What about that? لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ. ما تصليش. لا. Rule number 3, يعني a reminder to the scholars, يعني these 100 so-called scholars in Grozny, wallahi, they had no fear of Allah for them to come up with this. For them to come up with this, to label a whole group in the ummah, اللي هم فعلا أهل السنة والجماعة, just because they don't like them, just because they are not supporting them, just because they speak against their theology. La, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ya ikhwa, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. You see, you resenting or loving somebody is an issue, but do not let the resentment towards somebody to drive you to wrong that person. اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. So basically, rule number 3 is a reminder to
to those who reside on this matter. They set and label people to be Muslimin, to be kuffar. Fear Allah. Fear Allah. Because what you're about to say is a serious business, and you're going to be held accountable for it in the Day of Judgment. Rule number four. One of the easy ways to label a Muslim to be a kafir, you will like, ya Sheikh, هو ينكر ما هو معلوم من الدين بالضرورة. He is denying what is known from the religion by necessity. Can you give me some examples of what is known from Islam by necessity? Like what? Sunnah. Bring five times, for example. Sunnah. Zakah. Siyam Ramadan. Ma'loom. Every Muslim knows that there is what? There is Siyam Ramadan. Everybody knows that you have to pray five times a day. This is, they categorize that knowledge, that brand of knowledge in Islam to be what? Known from Islam by necessity. Even the layman knows it. Now if you do not do it, or if you deny it, or if you say it's halal, everybody knows pork is haram. Even non-Muslims know that Muslims do not eat pork. معلوم من الدين بالضرورة. Here is rule number four. Be careful, because what is known from the religion by necessity changes from place to place, time to time, person to person. So you cannot use this as a premise to label a Muslim. And we have an evidence. Hadith ibn Majah, Sahih ibn Majah, Hadith Sahaha, Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah. Hadith حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه رضي الله عنهما. Look at this, يا إخوة. Look. يدرس الإسلام. Look at this beautiful hadith. يدرس الإسلام كما يدرس وش الثوب. You know, when you have a garment like this, and you have like sometimes you put ornament, when you wash it a couple of times, the first thing that goes away is what? الوشة الزينة اللي هو بيسموه إيه؟ The decoration. It goes away. The color goes away. Islam will do like this. يدرس الإسلام كما يدرس وش الثوب حتى لا يدرى. Time will come when people لا يعلمون. They do not know صلاة, زكاة, نسك. نسك اللي هو sacrifice, قربان, صيام. Nothing. They know nothing from this. It's all gone. شوف شوف. وتبقى طوائف من الناس. And only few people will be left in earth. Elders. الشيخ الكبير والعجوز. And they will be saying, لا إله إلا الله. That's all they say. That's all they know about Islam. La ilaha illallah. And guess what? The people around them, what is this? What la ilaha illallah? The people will ask them, Ida la ilaha illallah? He will, Adrakna aba'ana yaqulunaha fanahnu naquluha. We remember our parents saying it. That's why we're saying it. That's all they know about Islam. One of the students of Hudayfa was sitting down. His name is Silah ibn Zufar. فقال يا حذيفة. He said, O حذيفة, ما تغني عنهم لا إله إلا الله. What لا إله إلا الله is going to do to them? وهم لا يدرون الصلاة والنسك والصدقة والصيام. And they don't know what is known from the religion by necessity. When he said it one time, Hudayfa turned away from him. He didn't like it. Then he repeated it for the second time. Hudhayfa turned away from him. He repeated the third time, and then he looked at him. Ya Sila tunjihim min al-nar. Ya Sila, la ilaha illallah, will save them from hell. They're not kuffar. They don't have the knowledge. And we're going to come to this. The point I'm trying to make, brothers and sisters in Islam, don't use this. The area of knowing, ah, ya Sheikh, that I'm going to say, I'm going to لا. He lacks the knowledge. He may not have the knowledge. But of course, Ikhwah, the scholars, there is a lot of detailing in this matter. Like, for example, somebody brought up in Saudi Arabia, for example. And he comes and he tells you, no salah. What do you think? Huh? He's crazy. He upgraded from kufr to being crazy. So this is number what? Number four. Six to go. We're done. We're almost done. Dinner.